B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, from the movie Major League 30th anniversary this year of Major League coming out. Please welcome in Mr. Roger Dorn, as he's known in the movie, and as he's known in real life. Welcome in Corbin Burnson. Corbin, good morning, man. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you, man. Thank you. 30 years. Wow. Huh?
I can't, like, you played ball in high school, from what I understand. I can't imagine joining two things that you really liked, baseball and acting, and putting those two things together. This had to be the most fun movie set ever.
And getting paid for it. Oh, just that's the amazing thing, yeah. you had the third ingredient there. It's not that I'm that dude, but it was a nice icing on the cake.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that was it was phenomenal. And I can't tell you, you know, I think back over the 30 years, and the memories I have are more about playing baseball than acting. Only a couple of times I remember, like, oh, I have to get this scene right. This scene's got to be right. The rest of it just felt like we were in our, because we were in our uniforms so much and on the field with 25,000 people. And, you know, it just was baseball. And if we weren't shooting, we were throwing the baseball, you know. So, it was a wonderful combination. You don't get that often.
Now, you guys went to a boot camp, for lack of a better term, to try to get ready for this, a baseball boot camp. Is that true?
That is true. I didn't go. I was doing another movie at the time, and I guess something didn't work out with the first guy that was playing Dorn, or I don't know what happened. They called me up and said, fast, from my agent. They knew I loved baseball. So I was a, you know, baseball. I love baseball. So he said, Corbin, there's this movie, Major League. It started, but you only have another week on this movie. Would you want to go straight off and do this film? And I said, well, send me the script. I read it. It was great. It was David Ward, who wrote The Sting. So it was a beautiful script, wonderful. And the next thing I know, a week later, I'm there. I'll tell you the funny thing is, I was in the middle of this other movie, and I had pretty long hair. I let my hair grow out during the end of L.A. Law for this movie that I was doing. And those first scenes I shot are when I arrive at spring training in Arizona, and there's that scene, Hats for Bats, where Serrano comes up to me, and I have my golf clubs and all that. I have really long hair. My hair is all tucked up in that. You can't see it. Then they finally got to cut it. But, I missed the spring training, which I would love, because that would have been more baseball, you know, fundamentals. But, Dorn doesn't need that stuff. Dorn doesn't need training.
Absolutely.
Spring training. I was spring training in Hawaii.
Corbin, as sports guys back here, we always look at sports movies and we say, all right, can an actor, is he really an athlete? And obviously you were, Charlie Sheen, obviously very much so. Were there some guys that you kind of watched and said, oh, I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off?
Well, you know, play baseball and athlete are two different things, really, because, you know, if you look at Wesley Snipes, he's a wonderful athlete. I mean, he had the body and the thing. He's a runner. He can leap and do, that's why he can do stuff. Was he a natural baseball player? No. I don't think even Dennis Haysbert was a natural baseball player, but he looked great because he was a natural athlete. You know, it's funny you bring that up, because the only time I've ever been called out was from a guy from Philadelphia, and I can't remember his name, and said the only person in Major League that didn't look like they could play baseball was Corbin Burnson. And I got on the phone with him. I had an interview one day. And I said, dude, I was supposed to look like I didn't want to dive for balls or go for balls. That was my character. I can play baseball. I challenged him out of Three Rivers, I guess it must have been at the time. Stand on the warning track. We'll see who can throw a ball to second base. Never took me up on it.
Don't you worry. Yeah. We're looking at some of the people in that. Anybody jump out to you as a surprise? Maybe the other end, where they actually look like somebody who was a really good ball player?
Well, I mean, you know, Charlie always surprised me because, A, he's a really good actor, but you just watch Charlie. I mean, I knew beforehand that he had played baseball a lot. He was, you know, he was a guy who probably thought about, you know, really going on with it. You know, he was a star pitcher playing for, I think, Malibu or something like that. But he was really good. And you just watch Charlie. You just look at his fundamentals. You know, being a pitcher was probably the hardest. You could kind of fake everything else, but you know, there ain't no getting around. If you're not a pitcher, you're not a pitcher, you know? And, you know, everyone's got their own style, but he definitely had it. And he could throw the ball. He could throw hard. He didn't surprise me, but it was great, because it was just great watching him.
Speaking with Corbin Burnson, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Major League, coming out now on Blu-ray and DVD. Also, some behind-the-scenes features, My Kind of Team making Major League. Also, Major League, look at the Major League there. And Bob Uecker just a bit outside. And I know Bob Uecker gets things shouted at him all the time from the movie. And I know a lot of baseball movies, but movies in general, people always have lines about them in the movie shouted to them in public. Do you hear any of that from Major League, from fans?
Oh, I do. No, I can't say the one on the air that I get, and the people want me to put on the baseballs, but it's when I walk up to Charlie at the end when I think I'm going to hit him, and I go, I only got one thing to say to you. Strike this, out.
No, nobody yells, none of that Olay, bleep, Dorn, none of that?
Olay, yeah. That, it's funny. That is what people shout out for some reason. Yeah. None of that Olay, bully, Dorn, yeah.
Corbin, you're a big baseball fan. Yeah. What do you think this year of the major leagues? We got the Phillies, obviously, here struggling a little bit, but I don't know. You're a Dodgers guy, or what kind of fan are you? And who do you like this year?
You know, I don't follow baseball like I used to, but I am a Dodgers fan. I grew up. It's a little bit like Cleveland. I mean, it's been since like '86 or something that we won a title. And I think it was 86 or 88. I don't know. Check it for me. I was in New York, actually, at the World Series. I grew up for the Dodgers. I grew up here. My dad's going now. Those were memories that I had. I actually went to this really, you talk about Major League being old. I'm going to turn 65 this year. The thing that blows me away is I remember going with him to the Coliseum in Los Angeles, watching the Dodgers before Chavez Ravine was built, Dodger Stadium. And right after they moved from New York. So I've been a Dodger Blue fan my whole life. Obviously a lot greater back in the day when I went all the time. But but they've been this like 500 club. They get there, they're almost there. They don't get there, they don't make it there. So I'm going for the Dodgers.
All right, can I ask you, I mean, obviously you're a baseball fan enough, you know who Bryce Harper is. We have him here in Philadelphia now. Yeah. If you had to cast Bryce Harper in a movie, who do you think would be the best person to play Bryce Harper?
Oh, the best person to play Bryce Harper?
Yes.
Going to be a younger me.
There you go.
That role? Can I have that role?
There you go.
I can do it.
Now
they can do a lot with makeup these days.
There we go. Now, the last thing for you, for me at least, looking back on this movie, what was the most? You mentioned being in the baseball uniform and being on the diamond and getting to combine acting and playing ball. But looking back at the guys on the cast with you, what are some of the memories that really jump out about making this movie?
Well, I'll tell you, in line with you just said, acting, playing baseball, we would go out at night, led by the Pied Piper Charlie Sheen, who was in the early days of Charlie Sheen. Let's just put it that.
Oh, man.
The guy he became. Not quite the guy he became, but on the road. And you'd go to a club. There was, I think it was more Major League 2, but because Major League 1, we were kind of hanging out. It was Milwaukee. There wasn't a ton of nightlife around. We'd go hang at Pete Vukovich's bar. But you would go with Charlie, who was the Pied Piper. And so the other part of the thing, the acting, the being a baseball player, being an athlete, and then all the glory that came with it, with the nightlife, especially during those days, that was all there. So, one of those memories I really have are being on the field and off the field. We'd all hang out together and just have, like we were, I think it's more like we were baseball players than we were actors, during the night. We were like young guys with multi-million-dollar contracts. Yeah, going out at night in a small town.
I'd like to try that sometime.
A lot of fun.
Could you have predicted then that Charlie Sheen was going to be the partier that he was today?
You know what, Charlie's sober for almost 2 years now, which is great. But, he had talent, he had looks, and he had money, and he had that position. And, the trappings were just there. They're so hard. They just come at you so much. And he was young. He was younger than I am. So, did I see it coming? No. But I got married right after Major League. No, I got married right before Major League. So that road didn't open up for me because I didn't want to follow that road. But I tell you, had I not been married, I could well be near dead like he was. You know,
so. Right. Corbin, I'm sorry. I promise you, this is the last thing. There'll be obviously a lot of baseball movies made, and they all hope to be as good as Major League. What's the advice you would give an actor before they take on a role as an athlete?
Well, don't do it if you can't naturally do some piece of it. Because, you know, look, you can do something like one of these movies. It's, you know, you can do Bull Durham, or you can do some other movie that's a little bit more about, I don't know, character, you know, drama, if you will. You know, you got to look like a baseball player, and Kevin Costner definitely played baseball, but I only use that as an example. If you're going to do a sports movie, you know, white men can't jump. Make sure you can jump. you're not going to get some, you know, 5'3" guy playing, doing some basketball. You know, you got to have some of it in you. And I went to a celebrity basketball game the other night watching it, and they're all want to be basketball players. And I thought, well, if they wanted to act, those guys, that guy, he could do a film because they look really good. A lot of guys play basketball all the time. So make sure you can kind of do it. You know, otherwise you're going to get called out by some, you know, radio guy in Philadelphia.
Don't you worry, Corbin. We love you here, man. And the great Corbin Burnson, 30th anniversary of Major League coming out. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on with us and sharing some stories about making that movie.
All right, man.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.